The Gist. With the Emmy community in the UK struggling, nearly 3 years later, to get local and regional ICBs, integrative care boards, which commission health services, to implement the new guidelines from NICE, issued in October 2021, Bronk turns his attention to the US with an interview with two ME/CFS experts from the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Avinder Nath and Dr. Vicky Whitmore. While the Nath intramural study has produced some controversy, Bronk cites two UK ME/CFS researchers who called it an important paper and a prime example of the research required to deepen our limited understanding of this complex disease and ultimately identify treatments. Nath said his long-standing interest in studying inflammatory and infectious diseases of the brain, particularly how viruses establish a chronic infection in the brain and/or cause a neuroinflammatory process, led him to take on the intramural study. He asserted that the study convincingly demonstrated the biological basis of the disease that cannot be explained by deconditioning and psychological factors, and identified several novel targets for modifying the course of the disease. Nath proposed that the inability of naive B cells to mature and produce effective fighting, i.e. antibody-producing cells when presented with an infection, is driving ME/CFS. That idea fits past studies which found that problems producing energy have stopped the B cells in ME/CFS patients from maturing. It also fits with the possibility that ME/CFS is an autoimmune disease, as problems with B cell maturation have been associated with an increase in autoantibodies. Interestingly, the main target of the virus most linked with ME/CFS, the Epstein-Barr virus, is B cells. Other major findings include dramatic sex, immune, and metabolite differences between men and women, proteins in the cerebral spinal fluid that could serve as a biomarker, and downregulation of a part of the brain called the temporal parietal junction, which is involved in initiating physical action. The effort preference finding and the effort expenditure for rewards task have generated controversy. The effort expenditure for rewards task has been mostly used in psychological diseases, but has been used in Parkinson's disease as well, a disease which, like ME/CFS, features basal ganglia dysfunction linked with reduced reward. Nath noted that the study suggested immune modulatory therapies could be helpful and proposed that platform clinical trials be used to more cheaply assess possible treatments. The NIH's Recover Initiative recently embraced platform studies, and Nath has begun an IVIG trial in long COVID. The Roadmap Initiative was an in-house effort to spark NIH efforts on ME/CFS by highlighting research opportunities. While some small initiatives came out of it, Clinical Trial Working Group, a genetics working group, and new NIH funding mechanisms to support exploratory research, no new funding design specifically for ME/CFS has emerged. Instead, the NIH dropped one ME/CFS research center, leaving its hallmark ME/CFS research centers program at 50% of its original funding, adjusted for inflation. A new ME/CFS funding opportunity is expected, however, sometime around the end of the year. Maureen Hansen's NIH-funded ME/CFS Research Center will do a deep dive into the muscles, the immune system, and platelets. Ian Lipkin's center will focus on genetics, finding evidence of past infections, and assessing antibody levels. The NINDS Institute is also creating what appears to be the first NIH-funding opportunities for post-infectious diseases, including ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, POTS, Lyme, etc. Funding levels, however, are unknown.